Welcome, everyone. We're back again. Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 604. We're at the end of the Sefer Binyan Abayis. He has a deeper look at Kavod and Chachmas Alev, and going to tie it into Shalom Bayis. We talked about how the world was created with the glory of Hashem. We say Taiva Kina v'Kavod Matzias Adam in a Olam. So Kavod here is a negative quality, but Hashem Himself says that He's a Melech HaKavod. So if Kavod is negative, how could it, Hashem be, attributed like that? And the answer is that He's called Melech HaKavod because He gives glory to those who have fear and awe of Him. The Medrash says Hashem's glory is expressed when He allows the Jewish people to wear His clothes, meaning Hashem is not the one receiving the Kavod. He's giving Kavod to us because we're Nehene Metuvai. We are benefiting from His goodness. So He's giving us kavod. That's how it's Melech HaKavod. Giving true kavod. False kavod is given to one who finds favor in the eyes of one who is giving it. Right? If a dog is doing a trick for someone, you throw it a bone, good performance. That's false kavod. True kavod is not up to the one giving the kavod. It's an acknowledgement of a deeper reality, of an objective value found in the world. True kavod is not like giving bones to a hungry dog. It's sort of rather just respecting the maila if found in that person. And one is showing respect that gives you a greater connection to the good midos that God gave. That is what you're doing. Who is mechubed ha-mechabed ha-sabriyos? You respect others. Again, if you think about the marriage relationship, it's very, very key. And the more you mechabit somebody, the more you mechubit. Just like when a baby nurses, the more it causes the mother to produce even more milk than it has before. A mechubit is recognized in the world and received by others by the virtue of him being mechabit sincerely other people. Kavod in the street is the Yetzer Hara. It drives him to pursue self-glorification. It'll try to make him feel more important. True kavod is achieved by acquiring genuine positive midos tovos, which are the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you gain those midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is mechubad. Person who requires proper respect due to the positive quality that is found within him. That is what it is. So you see what the idea of kavod is. And in marriage, it works the same way. You have to be mechabed by being mechabed your wife or your husband with your midas taivais, not seeking the honor. Then he goes through the idea, bringing from the Sefarnai about the Yetzirah and the power of imagination, how whether it's good, whether it's bad. And the Sefarnai says, one way to overcome your Yetzirah, this is Sefarnai in Bereishis, to overcome is using your intellect to overpower the Yetzirah. But it's not so easy always to do that. So he explains that there's something called wisdom of the heart. And most people didn't even hear of this concept. In English, we call it emotional intelligence. But this is the key to being healthy. This is a key to being healthy with one's own husband and wife. This lack of knowledge is devastating in almost all aspects of service of Hashem. Amoidala emes to me. I learned Mesil Zishar many times. I learned Chayvus Avav Shar Bitachin many times, still doing it. And it took a long time where I began to realize that it's intellectual. We think it's going into our hearts, but it's still in your brain, not yet in your heart. To internalize it in your heart, to learn how to let it actually integrate into your real life, even after you leave the Beis Medrash, is very hard work. And that is the key. That is the key. V'nasati l'cho leiv chacham v'novik. It says, by Shloim, Hashem is giving you a leiv chacham v'novik, a heart. So the question is, there's a machlokes between Rishua and Rabbi Eliezer and the Gemara, whether the chachma is more primarily in the head or primarily in the heart. And he goes through it over there. But the highest level is the wisdom in the heart. That's how we paskin. The Zohar also says it, harei chachma utfuna v'das b'liba. Wisdom, understanding, and das are in the heart. From that, Shemayim and Eretz was made. With that is the depths of wisdom that was made when the Mishkan was made. Kol Hanacholim Holchem Al Hayam, Kol Chachmasei Shel Adam Einai Ela B'Lev, Medrash Koheles says, the lev, head knowledge, and then there is heart knowledge. When we say heart, by the way, as the heart is the seat of Chachma, it doesn't mean the physical muscle that's pumping the blood in the body that produces thought. But a human is composed of a body and a soul. So the thinking soul is associated with the physical brain. And the quality of the soul of Hergish Halev, Chachma Halev, is connected with the physical heart. So there's a soul aspect to it. B'chol levavcha hu adas, the Ramban says, Vukinoi l'ruach hamaskeles, right? The physical heart is the chariot for that soul, which is the Chachmas Halev, which is the true Das. It's the first Merkava of it. The heart is the dwelling place in the seat of Chachma. The Rabbein Bechai says it, the Eben Ezer, Tamishlei says it, and so on and so forth. The heart based its value between good and bad. The head is between calculations of future outcomes, whether something's false, something's true. And we need to learn how to have both. So here's an example, and a lot is connected to what we call emotional intelligence. So you understand with your heart as an example. Here's an example. You're working on a computer. At work, let's say, your acquaintance enters the room and asks you a question. You know in your brain, you can still listen to the question and answer and without stopping your work even for a moment. That's head thinking. You're using logic. It's inefficient to stop working. So let me kill two birds with one stone. I'll continue working and respond to this person's question. That is the chachma that is in the seichel. A binas halev, an understanding in the heart, would say, that person's coming before you. You must respect him. It's simply not possible to continue working. That holds back your respect for your friend. How would you like it if you came to ask someone a question and they wouldn't even take the time to look at you? So you turning to your attention to your friend is not only an emotional reaction. It's a deep-seated wisdom in the heart that understands it's proper to respect others. Emotional intelligence of the heart. We need that especially in marriage. It's the center of the emotional reality which allows us for the potential to develop the proper healthy relationships. That's when we ask it. We need this healthy heart, not just intellect. You need both. Yes, you need both. But we need to bring it out from the depths of our heart, of understanding it very deeply. It's basically, like the Baal Shem Tov said, and other Mefarshim say, that man's wisdom is buried deep within one's own heart, like water which is hidden in the ground, that has to be actualized when you recognize the Bairei Olam. HaChachma kvar nitna min HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lev kol b'nei Adam. This is the Derech Eitz Chaim of the Ramchal. The wisdom has been placed to Hashem already in the hearts of every person. We have it within us, in our potential, within our hearts. And it's like blowing it's like blowing hot, you're blowing on a hot black coal. Right now you don't see the fire, but when you blow on it, fan wind on it, it actualizes the fire from its potential and brings it out. We need to work on our undeveloped heart and to develop it. We have Bechira. The Bechira allows man to reveal the power of self-control. And he stays in the parameters of the Torah this way. And a person may not always be successful in controlling his Yetzirah, but he realizes that's not his true Shirish. And he does his best to build on it and to grow. The key really is you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help with everything. So this is the last year in Binyan Abayis. It's a beautiful book, highly recommended. We spend a lot of time on it. It's kedai to read slowly, internalize the concept slowly. It is literally a lifesaver for many. It is a lifesaver for many. It is such an important side of a book. Again, I simply don't understand it, and there are people that are dealing with this. There are people that one therapist once told somebody, a well-known therapist, that right now is very well-known, deals with marriage counseling, and counsels people usually, could be earlier, but sometimes they're married several years already or 10 years. And he says he's like a hospital. When he comes in, there was a lack of skills and tools taught. So they were going in the wrong direction. So at the time he comes to him, they're already not in the greatest state. And he's like a hospital trying to rebuild, heal, starting from scratch and rehabilitating it. And it works. If a couple works very hard at it, it works. But it's very, very difficult because they came in not knowing the skills and not knowing the tools. And he said how good it would be if you would have training from before. Besides the proper healthy chassan and kala teachers teaching, a Shana Rishana type program where even within a few months of marriage, you're called back in by the healthy chassan kala teacher or by healthy courses where they both come in. It's harder to get the man in usually, but they really both need to be involved. Where there's a readdressing, okay, you're married a few months. We taught you what we taught you. How are things going in these areas? And be open with it and work towards it and teach more skills. There's certain things that even though you're teaching before and even very close to the wedding with the intimate aspects of things, there's still certain things you can't be too, there's still things held back. And there's certain things where only experience will show. But after they're married and they are physically intimate and they see how the relationship is going in that end, the coming back and being taught and being reframed and going, this is the right way, and getting that proper skills and tools early on is a life changer that would save marriages literally and save so much agmas nefesh from people. I always felt that Shalom Bayis concepts should be taught already from an early age, even as early in a formal way from ninth grade on. Of course, you don't have to teach the physical intimacy aspects of it and these type of things until you're very close to when you're chas and kala and in that stage. But there is 90% so much of marriage concepts. Male and female differences, you don't want to stress the physicality of it. Fine, we get that. But the emotional aspects of it and how to handle things right, of addressing problems that come up, asdvarim aspects, realistic issues of how to avoid misunderstandings, how to communicate. All these things could be taught from ninth grade on in a menschliche way, because a lot of it is basic beinad l'chaveir in general. It will help them with their interpersonal relationships with their friends and with their family members and with their parents and so on and so forth. And in addition, they will have tools that when they marry their future wife and future husband, they will have the tools to deal with it and to do it. A lot of it is common sense, but we have to integrate it. This is what we just talked about Chochmas Aleif. Common sense is beautiful. We have it in our head sometimes, but we don't put it in our leiv, in our heart. We don't act with common sense. We have to go to the basics and go bipnimius and go into our hearts and improve our midos. Those who are married a long time or a short time, pick up the Sefer Binyan Abayis. There are many books we reviewed. I'm saying this one as a real textbook on it, and to review it, learn it maybe together, ask Rabbanim about it, however you want to do it, but work towards it. Work towards this. You can't neglect any part of the aspect in marriage, not the physical, not the spiritual, not the emotional, all of it. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that these teachings of the Binyan Abayis that we did should be reviewed, should be chazed, should be integrated, should be practiced, so that the Shalom Bayis in the homes of the Jewish people should be enhanced, that the Shechinah should be Shaira in every single home with a Simcha, bringing tremendous amount of Bracha and Yeshuas and Refuas and a Geula Shleima. You are building the Beis HaMikdash when you're building your own home. When you're building up your husband and your wife, you're building the Beis HaMikdash. And with that, we'll be Zeicha to the Geula Shleima B'mehera V'yameinu. Amen.